For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. In our society, we have many award shows, such as the Grammys or the Oscars. We have Hall of Fame inductions in various sports and medal ceremonies for our heroes, such as our military men and women. And these are just a few examples that we as human beings show appreciation for those who have excelled in something they have done. They are exalted by others to take the spotlight for some greatness they have achieved. And we also see students or children receiving an award for their good behavior or their excellent work. You see, the human person will always strive for something beyond him, for something great. And when successful, it is good and normal for he or she to be awarded and appreciated by his fellow people, exalted by others, for others to recognize his or her achievement. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Giving recognition and appreciation to others is a noble act. But the problem that we face as human beings, however, is that oftentimes we seek to exalt ourselves over and above others. Or at times we expect to be exalted, thinking we deserve recognition and praise for something we have done. And this pride began with our first parents. And so Jesus' parable speaks to the age-old pride of sin that began in the garden. So let us take a journey back to the garden to see how Jesus' parable speaks to the human condition that we find ourselves in. And so we know that the scriptures recount for us that Adam and Eve were created by God. And as our opening prayer said, God is the giver of all good gifts. And he gave them the gift of life. They did absolutely nothing to merit or deserve this gift. It was simply that, a gift. And with this life, they are set over and above other creatures. And they hold a special relationship with God because of two other gifts we are given. The gift of our intellect to be able to know God, and the gift of our free will to be able to choose to love God. And they are commanded to be a steward of these gifts, to be a steward of their lives and the creation given to them. What marvelous gifts they are given. But at the same time, they are commanded by God not to partake of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Everything is theirs, but one thing. So we might ask ourselves, why would God hold something back from them? Why are they restricted? Doesn't this inhibit their freedom? Well, I think we should consider the definition of humility. Humility is the virtue by which one acknowledges that God is the author of all good. Let me repeat that. Humility is the virtue by which one acknowledges that God is the author of all good. And so if God is all-knowing, all-loving, and all-good, then doesn't he know and will that which is best for his creatures? The very creatures that he did not need to create, but in his great love, he created them. Who do we think that we are that we deserve this fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Who do we think we are that is our right to possess this honor? For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. And so we all know the next part of the story, don't we? The serpent comes, and he sows the doubt of God's goodness within the heart of the woman. He causes doubt to arise in her as to why God doesn't allow her to obtain this fruit, does not allow them to possess this knowledge. And she consents to the serpent's lie, and the man follows her. You see, they went for something great and something beyond them, but that was not for their good. And they wanted to be like God. And seduced by the devil, they went for this greatness and they wanted to be like God, but without God. And not in accordance with God. And in this act of rebellion, they grasp for something that they have no right to. In other words, they go and they take a place of honor that is not for them. This honor of possessing the knowledge of good and evil is not theirs to have and is beyond them. It is too much for them, but they grasp for it. And in pride, they take their seat. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. So Adam and Eve, why not take the lowest place? Why not respect and relish what God had given you? Why go after what is forbidden? Who knows, maybe God would have given it to you when you were ready. No. They choose to take the place of honor, allowing the pride to take over, and they sit where they please. They take what is not theirs. And because of this, they lose the grace of original holiness that they had. They were humbled, and they took the walk of shame to a low place. For now sin and death enters the world. And with this loss of original holiness, we see the fate of human history. Pride, the undue self-esteem or self-love, which seeks attention and honor and sets oneself in competition with God. History as we know it would now be filled with men and women exalting themselves in pride, and the world being inundated with sin, the very thing that is not good for us and that causes our shame. But God, in his infinite mercy and love, sends his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As St. Paul tells us, Christ, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. And found in a human appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death. Yes, even death on a cross. And because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name. You see, Jesus chooses the path of humility. He chooses to take the lowest place. He chooses to allow himself to endure the most shameful and embarrassing death of all on the cross. Because everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. And on the third day, Christ was exalted in the resurrection. And so if the path of humility is the way of our Lord, then it is also the way of those who choose to call themselves disciples. Our brothers and sisters, this is our way, the path of humility. And so we have to ask ourselves today and throughout the week, where does pride slither and creep into our lives? Where do we take the higher place? Do we seek to be recognized and appreciated and honored for its own sake? Is this what drives us to do good for God and for others? Christ shows us that the cross is the way that we are humbled. And we are trained in humility through the cross to take the lower place, because we see in the cross an act of love that expects nothing in return, absolutely nothing in return, but only gives. And so how do we combat this sin of pride in our lives? I will suggest two practical things for us to do every day. The first is to pray a short prayer that's called the Litany of Humility. You can Google it and look it up and print it out. The Litany of Humility. It takes about a minute and a half to say. To say this prayer every day. Wake up offer our day to God and to say this prayer. And then secondly, after we finish this prayer, ask the Lord for one moment, just one, or one opportunity to exercise humility. Because one act of humility a day pushes our sin away. Because one will turn to two, and two will turn to three, and so on and so forth. Because, my brothers and sisters, all sin is an act of pride. Because sin can be said to be when we compete against God, when we love others less than ourselves, when we love ourselves more than God and those that are in our need, that need us. And we want to be like God, but without God. So this is why seeking for and praying for humility every day is so fundamental to our spiritual lives and for our discipleship. Because it sets us in right relationship with God, letting God be God and us be beloved creatures. And if we take the path of humility, we will hear these words from Christ Jesus one day. My friend, move up to a higher position. And what is this position? What is this place other than eternal life? And so I make you this promise. And I can promise it because Christ promises it. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. But who humbles himself, he will be exalted.